You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
I was delaying doing this episode in large part because my sinuses were just bothering me. It's probably a good thing that I did because I didn't know how I was going to fill 21-ish minutes talking about Jim Harbaugh again. And apparently we have more news to discuss. Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I'm your man on the ground, Isaiah Hole, publisher of Wolverines Wire. Through USA Today Sports Media Group, we are going to start with the good, and then somewhere in the middle, we'll pivot to the bad, which is something we don't know much about, which is Matt Weiss being put on administrative leave, suspended as pending an investigation due to alleged computer crimes, whatever that means. So we will get into all of that. And then we'll get back to Jim Harbaugh, I'm sure. So it has been a weird thing this entire offseason. It's like lots of joy mixed with lots of consternation and all of that stuff. But at least multiple things have gone Michigan's way. So I know a lot of people don't necessarily feel like that's the case. One big thing went Michigan's way this past 24 hours. As soon as I got done recording the podcast, as it was uploading to YouTube, it was already, I think, up on the audio platforms, it was announced that Jim Harbaugh had told Santa Ono, the new Michigan president, that, hey, I'm coming back. Let's run it back. Let's do it again. So that is huge. I will agree with those who have pointed out that it's interesting that Harbaugh called Santa Ono and not Ward Manuel. Harbaugh did not thank Ward Manuel. Those are all very interesting things. Certainly does not look good for my boy Ward. That strained relationship that more and more people are talking about that I haven't witnessed. But like I've said, I don't ask Ward about those things when I talk to him. So I just let that lie. But it is huge for Michigan, because at least this time around, this isn't a situation like Minnesota where he wanted the job. He thought he was going to get the job. Minnesota thought they were going to give him the job. And then things went awry and none of that went that way. And he had to come crawling back to Michigan and kind of be like, well, I've been humbled. Certainly, it could have been a different situation this time around if somebody were to offer him something crazy, right? But the things that Joel Klatt said that we discussed on yesterday's podcast seem very feasible to me, and it makes sense from the perspective of he always said his full intention was to stay at Michigan, and then yet he was out there interviewing with NFL teams, or at least interviewing with one, having a conversation with another. So at least it's a good sign here that he did exactly what he said he was going to do. I'm ending up at Michigan. I'm staying at Michigan. And then the reports come out of Denver this time around that say, hey, Denver wanted him. I mean, they weren't necessarily sold that he was their guy, but he was a top candidate. Jim Harbaugh called them and said he is removing himself from consideration. And that's awesome, awesome news, right? Like that actually also has a very good look for it from a recruiting perspective, right? Because it's like, man, NFL teams actually want this guy. It's like Mark Rogers asked me on when I was on his podcast on Monday, like, you know, why Jim Harbaugh? Why not, you know, notice that like Nick Saban, who's already done the NFL thing, or Kirby Smart or some of those guys, they haven't gotten that type. Dabo haven't gotten the type of consideration. Obviously, Harbaugh having one of the best winning percentages in the history of the NFL, that helps a ton, you know, that makes things makes him a very attractive candidate, especially when he's winning again at Michigan. But this is a good look. Now, it went from a bad look to a kind of good look. Now, still a little bit of repair to do because he had a couple weeks of will he stay or will he go? And certainly from a recruiting perspective, that's going to have some effect. It sounds like that effect will be completely mitigated. However, it is going to be a situation certainly where, again, it's going to be consistently used against him on the trail. But this is the best case scenario for Michigan. They got Jim Harbaugh back. He is got this program humming in terms of winning on the field, getting the most out of the players. Really, with aside from what, two games? Because I don't think the Georgia game in 2021 really counts, because I just don't think Michigan, in hindsight, was going to. I think if Michigan played Georgia 10 times, maybe they find a way to squeak out one. But chances are they win that or they lose that game 10 times. Whereas Michigan State and TCU, those are winnable games that Michigan should have won and didn't from the 2021 MSU game and the TCU game this past year. All of those things are humming. That's the good news. The bad news is you've got a couple different offseason scenarios here that aren't good. One of them is that NCAA investigation is still ongoing. And the other is Matt Weiss being... he's not being charged yet. He's on it. It's under investigation. And he's put on leave due to alleged computer crimes. Let's get into that. And we'll get back into tying it all together here in just a moment. Before we do that, if you're looking for a delicious treat but don't want all the fat and calories, then you got to try a Built Bar. We just got through the holidays. I know my goal is to eat a little healthier this year. Done a good job the last like 2 days, and that's about it. If you're like me and you want to eat healthier but don't want to compromise taste, then man, I have got just the thing for you. You've got to try Built. With Built, healthy is actually tasty. Seriously, they're so delicious you won't even think they're good for you. Perfect for your New Year's resolution. But what makes Built Bars so good? Well, for starters, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right, real chocolate. And they come in unbelievable flavors like churro, peanut butter brownie, and coconut almond. I'm not sure how Built does it. But these bars taste like a candy bar while maintaining amazing macros. And what's even better is that they're healthy. Only 130 calories and 4 grams of sugar with a whopping 17 grams of protein. And now you don't need to wait around to get a box. For years, we've been talking about ordering your Built bars at Built.com. Now you can get them at your local Walmart or Sam's Club. That's right. Head to your nearest Walmart today. You walk into the pharmacy section, grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can pick up a 4-bar box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, or coconut puffs. Or if you're close to Sam's Club, run and get a 13-bar box with our hit flavors, brownie batter, and churro. You can thank me later. If you're watching this on YouTube, I hope you can see all of the different lights we're adding. I'm playing around with different LEDs. We got the two tubes, and then we got the rope behind us. Just playing around with spicing up the ambiance that didn't seem like it's an ambiance that can necessarily be spiced up. In the meantime, there are actually, if you're listening, then you have no idea. How many lights do I have on now? 7? I think that's more than we had in the studio. So, 7 lights, I believe. Let's see. 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 7. So, we're really doing it. giving you a visual bang for your buck, aside from this mug here. Anyway, I guess it's originally, in my article, I said Angelique. Angelique's tweet, it looked like it went out around the same exact time as ESPN's. She had a little bit more details than Pete Thamel. I give her the credit on that. But according to Angelique Gingellis from the Detroit News, according to ESPN, Matt Weiss is on leave, administrative leave. He is suspended, pending an investigation due to computer crimes. Your guess is as good as mine as to what that is. That ranges from something a teenager might do, something that probably most of us have done. I don't think LimeWire is still a thing. It could range. I have heard of people getting in massive trouble when they've had when they've downloaded movies. As a college student, I certainly had my fair share of doing that. Music videos, movies, all of it. Now, I don't have any of that anymore, so FBI, don't come for me. That's all gone. I've grown up. We're talking something. We're beyond the statute of limitations here. They could range from that to hacking. I like the, I saw it, a gif of, I think it was Josh Ogdahl, who had put a gif of when Matt Weiss should have been preparing for TCU, and it showed Anonymous in the Guy Fawkes mask and everything. Could be hacking related. It could be some kind of workaround scenario there. It could be some other kind of fraud. Could be something that we don't really, that I really hope isn't a thing. So it's not a good idea to speculate. But the thing is when they don't give you any information, especially with something this vague, I've seen more than one lawyer lady, Serena Raby, as well as Brian McKenzie from MGo Blog, both lawyers, were both like, I am a lawyer and I have no idea what this is. But it's not a good look when unmarked police cars show up to your house, according to the report. Supposedly, this happened between December 21st and December 23rd. So, and it happened inside Schembechler Hall. So, it is not a good look for Matt Weiss. It doesn't really affect Michigan in the same way that maybe the NCAA violations may. So it sounds like a lot of that will get ironed out. But it is, this has been a weird, and this is the name of the podcast, I decided before I even sat down. Two steps forward, one step back, right? That's kind of what this has constantly been. You know, Jim Harbaugh releases a statement saying, like, my intention is to coach the University of Michigan in 2023. Later that day, NCAA investigating Michigan. Blake Corum decides to come back. And I don't know, there's other stuff that happened, I guess. So, like, Blake Corum comes back, all these players come back, Harbaugh comes back, and now this. This is a program that seems intent on having bad things happen to it, shooting itself in the foot. The good news at this point, and you hope that, I mean, there's wood underneath this table here, under this tablecloth, that this is like the worst of it is done here, that we're moving on, because last year you had the Harbaugh to NFL distraction that ended a couple weeks early this time around before it got too out of hand. But now you've got other things, right? The NCAA sniffing around the program, trying to figure out what they can find. Hamburgers and receipts for said hamburgers. Computer crimes, whatever that means. It is disappointing that it's happening to Matt Weiss. He's one of my favorites. So I hope it's something relatively innocuous. I hope it isn't something nefarious. Whatever it is, if he's guilty, he needs to be punished. If he's not, he shouldn't be. I mean, it's that simple. But you also don't want to have a distraction like this. At least that distraction's happening right now, and it's not happening in the middle of the season, right? Usually when someone's on administrative leave, it doesn't tend to go well. Bob Shoop comes to mind. We never even got a chance to talk to Bob Shoop. But, you know, that doesn't mean that they're guilty. You know, that means that, you know, they're innocent until proven guilty. But in the court of public opinion, things don't tend to go that way. We'll find out. And I think that's probably why some of those things like the Mozzie Smith scenario, which wasn't as, I mean, he broke the law and he's, you know, he's going through the right channels. He's going to be punished appropriately. I think that's one of the reasons why Michigan wanted to hold that one, for better or worse. I think that it would have been better for them to get ahead of it, personally. But I think that's why something like that Michigan tries to hold on to, is because the court of public opinion is brutal. So, anyway, what does it mean for the program? All of this stuff. We will get to all of that. We're going to keep it nice and short because I don't feel like I can talk for 30 minutes today. Physically. Pray for me. So, we'll be back momentarily. It's always funny when I say we'll be back momentarily because I didn't go anywhere. It's not like I moved. I sat in the same seat. I took a pause. You know? But I know for the vast majority of you, there's a little break. Anyway, so what does this mean for the program? All of this, it just means that Michigan needs to be above board on everything, and I don't think that for the most part that it isn't. Life happens. I think that's kind of what this Matt Weiss thing is. That doesn't mean that it's a, you know, we don't know what it is. And when I say life happens, that's not an excuse. It's just there's been plenty of times that we have seen, even at Michigan and any program, there's no program that I would imagine that is devoid of not having petty crimes, misdemeanors, felonies, all of the above, right? I'm sure it happens at every program. Michigan is no exception, and it is a part of the world that we live in. Again, not an excuse. It's just that is the part of the world that we live in. And Michigan has to weather that storm as much as anybody, but you hope that this is over. Any of those types of issues, now you know Harbaugh is staying. You hope he signs quickly. That's over for good. All of that kind of stuff. And put the focus where it needs to be at this moment, which is on recruiting if you're the coaches and winter conditioning if you're the players without any distractions. That's what needs to happen here. So, the good news, again, these things are happening early enough, right? Not on National Signing Day. Not after Junior Day. Not during the season or spring ball. It's happening at a time when you can weather any of these storms. So that is good. And if something does happen and they have to excuse Matt Weiss, well, you have options available to you at that point. And since it is Michigan coming off of two college football playoffs, then certainly they would be able to attract somebody, especially with J.J. McCarthy being the quarterback. They would easily be able to find someone that's like, oh, yeah, I'm ready to go. Joe Brady, come on down, you know? So that is that. But Michigan's still in a good spot, but it needs to be able to get away from these distractions. Because that's what these things are. They're distractions. They need to get to work. But you know what? The Harbaugh thing didn't affect the team last year. It just affected recruiting. Now you need to have it not affect recruiting. And you need to be able to move on as a team yet again. Because everything is right ahead of you. Michigan is poised to be, at worst, a top three team. Probably number two behind Georgia. Even though Georgia loses a ton, they're going to get the benefit of the doubt, as they should. And they will be widely seen as the team to beat. But I just put out, and we'll probably go through it on Wednesday, a game-by-game prediction, far too early. But figured let's go ahead and do it. I predicted Michigan go 12-0 in the regular season again. Because the only team that, to me, scares me at the moment is Penn State. Because they have equal talent. And I think that they're, you know, being on the road, and some of those guys that they're that they have coming in could be better than the people that were in those roles before. Not necessarily across the board. And even then, I mean, I have Michigan winning that game. Jim Harbaugh's been in Happy Valley four times. He's won two of them. He's lost the two he's supposed to when the team wasn't that good. Penn State was better. Should not be the case this year. Ohio State? They don't have C.J. Stroud no more. And I think that he gave them the best chance to win. Whether it's Kyle McCord, Devin White, I don't know that either of those guys can get the job done. They lose some guys up front. Yeah, they got all kinds of receivers, but good luck blocking, you know? Michigan secondary did a good enough job on them anyway a year ago. So I like where Michigan is at from a thematic standpoint. But they've got to get past the distractions. They've got to figure out what they're going to do here to stay out of trouble, keep their nose clean. And Lord knows they've long been a program that kept its nose clean. But like I said, life happens. It's part of the world we live in. You're going to have some bad actors. Again, not calling Matt Weiss a bad actor. We don't know anything. And, you know, like I said, he's one of my guys. So I am hoping that it's something innocuous. The Jim Harbaugh saga has come to a rest. We can rest assured until that contract gets signed, and then we can scrutinize all of that. But you hope, because it just seems like everyone, they're really finally bringing the band back together. Jesse Minner quote tweeted Jim Harbaugh announcement, said, let's get to work. All kinds of coaches, Sherrone Moore, let's get to work. Grant Newsom, let's get to work. Basically, any of them that are active on social media were. Unlike last year, where you had a fair amount of attrition, it does not seem coaching-wise like you were going to have that. Maybe now you have one role, but again, we don't know, because it is just a very vague scenario that we don't know or understand anything about. But we'll see. That's all I got today. That's all I can muster. But thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We will be back on Wednesday. Hopefully just to discuss my game-by-game predictions and not anything else. Let's have it be a quiet off-season for the rest of it. Or actually not completely. It doesn't bode well for me financially if it is. So let there be a little bit of things, but nothing that's like that serious. Like maybe like, you know, Blake Corum went to a concert. Yeah, he went up there and sang with the Biebs. I don't know. All right. We'll talk to you again soon. Peace.